And next up on the teleconference is Nebraska's Amy Williams. The Cornhuskers are the number 10 seed for this year's Big Ten tournament. They'll take on 7-seeded Michigan in a second-round game Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you don't mind, would you start us off with some quick opening comments before we invite questions from the media?
Sure. Thanks, Chris. Just first want to say congratulations to Maryland and Northwestern on their Big Ten title. It's such an absolute grind in this conference, and I have a ton of respect for those that can, through that grind, come out champions. Should make for just an incredibly exciting tournament coming up. We're really excited about that. We know that of 7 of our 11 conference losses this year have been, you know, either overtime or we've had leads late or been tied in the last minute of the game, and just really some close losses that we feel like prove that we can be competitive, and so we're going to go down to this tournament just motivated to put it all together, play our best basketball down there in Indianapolis, and have fun.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up to questions from the media at this time.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Hey, Coach, while we're lining up those questions really quick, you know, you talked about some of your close losses this year, but one of your close wins was against the team you're going to play in Thursday's second-round game in Michigan. Can you talk a little bit about what your team learned from that game and how you can apply it in the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I think we learned is let's try not to dig ourselves such a hole. And we had to come from 13 down in the second half to come back in that ball game. And it's something that we know and understand, that when we're not playing kind of in the friendly confines of Pinnacle Bank Arena and at home, that we'll want to do a better job of really putting together a complete game. And this time of year, it's the teams that are putting together complete games, having balance and contributions from everybody that will be successful. And we know it's going to take that to beat Michigan.
Your next question comes from Vera Jones of the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Vera.
Looking all the way back to your biggest signature win, which was against Iowa in December, a lot of changes obviously since then and that grind that you're talking about at the conference. But having gotten that win, even still, what is it that you saw from that that you know that you're going to have to bring to the tournament?
Yeah, well, thank you for the question, Vera, and also thank you for everything you've done for our league and our sport in your amazing career. We just really appreciate you. And
so
I would say that that Iowa game early, it just once again just kind of solidified to us that when we have everybody that's finding ways to contribute and bringing things, we had players in that game that stepped in and made big plays. I thought Izzy Bourne and Trinity Brady and Christian Hudson and, you know, several players off the bench that stepped in and made big shots in that game to kind of help contribute when we needed it the most. And I think one thing that game really early in conference play just showed us is that, you know, we can be competitive even with one of the top four teams there in the league, and that you know, we can beat those teams if we are getting solid contributions from everywhere.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brent Wagner of the Lincoln Journal Star.
Coach, I guess when you look at the season as a whole, when you talk to your players, what's the number one reason you'll tell them that they should have some confidence that they can win some games in the tournament?
Yeah, I think it's just that we've been learning all season long, and this team has continued to fight and scratch and claw, and I think that obviously we hoped for a higher seed than a 10 seed heading into the conference tournament, but something that I think we are holding on to is the fact that we've continued to scratch. This team does not feel like that we've played our best basketball yet, and we just keep pressing and staying locked in and focused and trying to reach that potential at the right time. And I think that our kids are still scratching to make that happen, and so we feel good about that.
Your next question comes from the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Williams. You have the luxury of essentially having a week between games, which can be, I think, a rarity, kind of this time of year. How are you treating it, and what do you think is going to be most significant about all that time off between games? And then about a month ago, you talked about, just improving the little things of where you think you've hoped you've progressed in those little things towards, at least finishing on the winning side of some of these close losses that you have had in February and late January.
Yeah, well, thanks for the question, Ralph. Yeah, I think this is, it's unique to have kind of your bye week fall on the very last game day of the season. And so we've been using it, positively, just trying to rest and recover our bodies and just stay sharp with the skills. So that's been something we've been really focused on this past weekend as we were, watching all the games to kind of find out who we would be matched up against in that first round. And we have been really focusing on a few things at a time. I think pace of play and post feeding and trying to clean up some of those turnovers, the little things that matter. But one thing we know will be just a huge, huge factor with Michigan and with any type of run in the tournament will be just that rebounding war, and that's something that we want to place as a focus.
Again, to ask Coach Williams a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Chris.